Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Haywood alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. He is your retirement income planning specialist serving you in Northwest Arkansas. And as always, for previous episodes, for your financial questions, more information about the team, go online, check them out at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. Mach-1financial.com. Well, David, we are in the midst of football season. And
amen.
Amen to that. It was a long time coming. It's great to be back in it. Fall's one of my favorite times of the year. Love football. And you know as well as I do that when you play the game of football, when you get towards the end zone, the final 20 yards is what's known as the red zone. And when you're in that area, you best be getting your rear end into the end zone, whatever it takes, and you got to be prepared when that time comes because it's such a crucial part of the game. And in the spirit of football season, I like to call the final decade of retirement the red zone. And so I'd like to talk today on today's show a little bit about that last decade. I think it's incredibly important from a retirement planning perspective. I want to talk about some of the things that you want to address during that 10-year period to make sure you score the touchdown, if we're sticking with that analogy, but seriously, to make sure that you're prepared for retirement. The first one being simply, you need to decide what's important to you.
Yeah, that's right. Deciding what's important, you know, you think it sounds obvious, but it's not. One of the things we often tell folks that attend our seminars is, you know, it's just as important to know what you're retiring to as what you're retiring from. You don't want to just say, man, I hope I can get to retirement someday so that I can kick my feet up and watch TV every day, right? Because you want to make sure that you've got something that you really enjoy, that you're going to put your energy and effort into, something that's going to keep you healthy. My dad, for example, retired when he was in his mid-50s, and he started golfing every day and gardening out in the yard all the time. He grew up on a farm, so he loves working out in the yard and working at church. So those three activities keep him healthy, keep him fit, and keep his mind sharp, and gives him something to look forward to waking up every day. So it's important to realize, to know what you're retiring to and not just what you're retiring from. It's also important to know, you know, what's more important to you, retiring early or working longer and having a higher lifestyle. So there's different questions like these that need to be answered to understand what's important to you. And it only matters what you think. It doesn't matter what's important to your neighbor or your, you know, some friend or whatever. It's what's important to you. What do you hope to achieve? Retirement can look very different for many people. I tell people, to me, you're retired when you get to do what you want to do, not what you have to do. Whether, even if that means you're still working, if that's what you want to do, if you're loving what you do, that to me is retirement, because you're working because you want to. If things changed at work and you no longer enjoyed your job and you could quit tomorrow and have the financial stability to be able to live at the same lifestyle, then you are retired even though you're still working. I hope that makes sense. So it's important to decide what's important for sure.
No, it's incredibly important. You're right. It does make sense. I think we all long for a sense of purpose. And so it's one thing to walk out of the office. Anyone can quit. And of course, all of us at some point will get to the time where we're either ready to stop working or unable to work for whatever reason. And so it's incredibly important just to think through what it is that you want to do next, how you want to spend those final years. And I know that you and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group help people with that on a regular basis. If you're listening to today's show and you're thinking through some of these questions yourself right now, you may want to consider giving the team a call. 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Now, David, this next one I think is also incredibly important. How many times have you been sitting around watching football and you have seen a coach with just incredibly horrible clock management? Maybe they call a timeout too early, they call a timeout too late, they're in the red zone and they just end up blowing it all because they didn't stop to look where they were on the field or look at the clock. And as that relates to retirement, I think in that final decade, I think it's incredibly important that you simply know your numbers, know the stats, know where you are financially before you dive into retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like clock management at the end of a game is critically important, your money management at the end of your working clock is critically important. The closer you get to retirement, the more important it becomes. So yeah, knowing your numbers is really important. So what do we mean by knowing your numbers? Well, obviously, the obvious ones would be how much is in your 401k? How much are in your other various retirement savings accounts? How much are you contributing between now and when you plan to retire? How much do you spend? That's the critically important one that, believe it or not, so many people that come in, they can tell me, most of the time people can tell me with a fairly good level of accuracy how much is in their various retirement savings accounts. But when I start to find out from them, hey, how much are you spending on a monthly basis? A lot of people can't really answer that question. They have to go home and do some homework and pull out their bank statements and spend a few days trying to figure out where all the money really is going. So that's a really important number to know before you retire. How much is your monthly outgo on average? It's a critically important part of every retirement analysis that we run for folks because, you know, at one level, this whole retirement planning business is not all that complicated because as long as you spend less than you have coming in, your money will last forever, right? Or your income will last forever. You'll never run out of money because you're spending less than you are taking in every month. So that's why that understanding what goes out is such a critically important component to knowing your numbers.
And I mean, talking about how much is going out, you need to know how much is coming in. I know you've touched on that briefly, but estimating your income streams is huge when you're looking at walking out of the office and you're not going to be getting a regular paycheck anymore from an employer. You don't have that to count on, but there are other things you can do. You just need to be able to estimate and have a good idea of where your income is going to come from, right?
Absolutely. So the one half of the equation is how much is going out, like you just said. The other half is how much is coming in. So
exactly.
It's really important to understand how much is your Social Security income going to be. If you don't know how to estimate that, there's a great website out there, socialsecurity.gov. Click on, I think it says estimate my retirement. Anyway, it's a fairly straightforward process and you can click through those links and it'll ask you a few questions. You put it in and within about 30 seconds, you can find out what your estimated Social Security benefit is going to be at 62 or 66 or 70 or whatever. So that's an important number to know, how much your Social Security is. If you're married, how much you and your wife or you and your husband's Social Security is going to be on a monthly basis. So that's part of your INGO calculation. The other part of your income or INGO calculation is, do you have a pension? If so, how much is it going to be? When are you eligible for it? How long will it last? Is it for your life only? Is it for you and your spouse's joint lives? If you die, does your spouse get any of the income? Does he or she get half of the income, 75% of the pension, whatever it may be? Those are all important questions to have answers to in order to put together a solid retirement income plan. So knowing your Social Security, knowing your pension, if you have an annuity, knowing how much the annuity income is going to be, do you plan to work part-time in retirement? Those are all things that go into a solid retirement analysis. So not only do you need to really have a solid handle on what your assets are, but you need to have a solid handle on how much goes out each month and how much comes in each month.
And this next one, David, you also need to have a solid handle on healthcare. I know that as you're listening to this, you may only be 40, 50, 55, late 50s. And so that idea of long-term care, healthcare, some of those concepts seem a little foreign because you're still healthy. You're still right there in your prime. But it's going to be important as you age. And so you need to get a handle on healthcare right now.
Absolutely. So it's really critically important because everyone's going to need that healthcare need met. And yet you're not eligible for Medicare until you're 65. And even after you are eligible for Medicare, Medicare doesn't cover everything. So you need to consider things like, do I need a Medicare supplement? If I retire prior to 65, what am I going to do to cover that gap in insurance coverage from the time my employer coverage ends to the time I'm eligible for Medicare? And how much can I expect that to cost? Those are things that you need to plan for. We have some Medicare experts that we work with in our office that can help answer those questions. But definitely an important component that needs to be planned for that we would definitely plug into our retirement analysis planning software as part of coming up with the thorough retirement analysis for you.
And finally, David, I think this last one is incredibly important as well, and that's in your final 10 years as you're preparing to retire, you need to understand how your needs will change over time. I've heard people talk about the slow-go and the no-go phase of retirement where you start out really active and then you're doing less and less, and maybe finally you're at home or you're in a situation where you do need long-term care. Maybe when you first retire, your kids are in school, as we're later on, they're getting jobs. Maybe your lifestyle changes throughout your retirement. But it's important to begin to understand that now and plan for that.
Yeah, that's a great point. In fact, when you were saying that, I thought of a client of mine named Rick. And they, when we were doing their retirement analysis, he talked about what he calls the go-go years. So you talked about the slow-go or
right.
no-go. The first 5 years, he said, we're going to have these be our go-go years. We want to spend a lot of money during those first 5 years because we want to do a lot of traveling because none of us are promised tomorrow, and we want to make sure that we enjoy traveling and doing some of the things we've always wanted to do while we have the health to do it. So we plug that in as part of his retirement analysis. You know, everybody's analysis is going to be unique to them based on what your unique objectives and wishes are. So on Rick's analysis, we plug that into his retirement income plan, and we said, all right, we're going to spend X amount per year during the first 5 years, and then that's going to, you know, maybe slow down as we start to get into some of those slower go years, as you put it. So yeah, and that's definitely an important thing to be aware of and an important thing to plan for, and just to realize that odds are you're probably going to spend more in the first few years of retirement, especially if you're wanting to do travel like Rick and his wife. And then as you get older, typically what happens when people are in their 70s and 80s, usually they don't really do a whole lot. You get to a point in life where you've kind of done most of the traveling you want to do, and you kind of want to tend to stay home and every now and then go see the grandkids, or the grandkids comes to see you. So we can definitely plan for how those income needs are going to change over time, because it's realistic to expect that they will change over time. And so we plan for it that way.
That's right. David, you and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group do a great job of helping people think through how their lifestyle is going to change over time, what needs they have as they're preparing to retirement, what situation they're in. I mean, retirement is such a tricky thing because every situation is different. It's all about your plan, your goals, your situation, and your needs when you're preparing to retire. But lucky for you, that's what the team at Mach 1 Financial Group does. They can help you think through those questions and come up with a plan that's unique to your goals. All you have to do is call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Come in for a visit with the team. Find out what it looks like to prepare yourself in the last decade at the office. Come in with your questions about retirement. Give the team a call, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.